Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, this day in history, Tom's long vacation story, and the latest on Christie's dating, right after this.
If you're a man who loves the smell of men and always wants to smell like a man, you need the new cologne that is all about men. It's the signature cologne from CNN news anchor and talk show host Anderson Cooper. It's Orgy for Men. The unmistakable scent, Orgy for Men. Here's what fellas are saying about Orgy for Men.
The best smell I've ever come across is Orgy for Men. I love taking a big squirt of it right in my face. And there's nothing better than a guy who has Orgy for Men all over his hands and chest, his pants, behind his ears, running down the small of his back, maybe a little bit got in his hair.
It's Anderson Cooper's Orgy for Men cologne. He puts a little of himself into every bottle of Orgy for Men. It's made by men, for men. Lots and lots of men, all together in one big pile. Just men, you know, touching each other and groping.
All right, fine, we get it, we get it. That's enough.
Sorry.
Sorry, this actually never happened to me.
It's the new cologne. Just go out and buy some if you're into that sort of thing.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Right, Anderson?
Right.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Grace is here. Grace, what do you think of Ace's beard? Yay or nay?
I dig it.
You do?
I think it's great. I love a salt and pepper.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ebony and ivory.
Now, it's too thin in the sides. Nothing happened.
You got to give it a second.
It's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's 2 weeks.
What's the longest you've ever grown it?
Is this it?
A month or so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do the chicks dig it? Do they?
I had a chick at the time, so.
Oh, you mean 2 months ago? Or you mean several years ago? I'm sorry, this is getting awkward. This is getting awkward.
Making him feel great. Thanks.
Okay, sorry. I didn't.
Would you like us to find you a date, Ace? We can do that. Eventually.
Have you ever been on the dating sites?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Which one did you go with?
What do you mean?
Match.com.
I actually started in Match and then did Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish.
You still on?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is it Plenty of Fish or Plenty of Fish?
It's Plenty of Fish.
It's not like Filet of Fish.
That's what I thought it was.
I think it should be.
I do too. I think everything should be O.
I agree with that.
Well, yep. Drop the F. Yeah. We don't need the F. F the F and F.
Yeah, there you go. It's Christy Lee, once again, a filthy potty mouth.
I'm nasty and I am a potty mouth.
Okay.
That's
a girl.
Now, let's just move forward here. We've been discussing the state of Montana, possibly having the hippie shake as their state rock song. It's a great song. I've always liked it. And I did not realize it had been written by a 19-year-old back in, what was it, 59?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the original version. Once again, I'd never heard this until this morning.
For goodness sake, I got a hippie.
So, come on, you got to admit, it's a great riff.
Yeah, it's a little tinny.
It's fine.
Well, it's once again recorded in 1959.
Dated.
On a two-track Revox or whatever the hell it is. Then the more recent
why
version.
Why do we have to play this version, though?
Why can't we
over
play?
And over
you
again?
You like this version. Well,
the Georgia Satellite.
The anything. Hit version was the Swingin' Blue Jeans.
For goodness sake, I got the hippie shake.
Sounding just like the Beatles.
Slightly better.
And then the Georgia Satellite's version.
For goodness sake.
That was the hit.
I got the hippie shake.
You can see Tom Cruise spinning bottles.
There's a movie that
steal.
Not worth watching.
You're a liar?
How did that pitch go? Well, those guys are making drinks flowing bottles. Well, I'll just get that going.
That's... Have you ever walked into a place where they're doing that?
Ugh.
I walked in, and I was out of there in less than 2 seconds. Because
You knew the drinks were going to be $13,000.
No, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Just pour the booze in, Chauncey. I'm not here to watch your little show. If I want to see a juggler, I'll go see comedian Sean Morey. Thank you.
If I want to see somebody almost dropping booze bottles, I'll go to Chick's house.
That's right.
We are friends. Friends to the end.
Drinking, trying to forget the last Sean Morey show.
Sorry, Sean, I'm a big fan.
Yep,
we've got a lot to cover here. We never did cover today in history, Christy. I'd like to find out what happened.
Here we go. Ready?
All right.
On this date, January 7th in 1928, William Peter Blatty.
Oh, yeah, the Exorcist.
Was born.
Do you know that he never went by Billy?
Billy Blatty? No, he sure didn't.
Oh,
Billy Blatty.
On this date, 1948, Kenny Loggins was born.
I love
Kenny.
I'm all right. Man, I love Kenny Loggins.
Celebrate Me Home.
I love him.
Makes
I
me
love
cry
Kenny
every time.
Love Kenny.
Still king of the movie soundtrack.
Exactly.
Now, are they doing a sequel?
Yes, and when we spoke to Kenny, he said there is something in the works.
So he'll be doing
Top Gun. Yeah. I watched Top Gun 3 days ago.
Was it Danger Zone?
Yeah.
Thanks, Archer.
And he's famous, of course, for Footloose.
Sure.
Although these days it's probably Footloose Stools.
Wow.
Footloose Stools.
About a foot long.
getting up there in years.
And you're worried about Sean Morey hearing about me.
Yes. No,
we just
Kenny Loggins hears about this.
I love Kenny. He's great.
On this day tonight.
By the way, Kenny rumored to be what's the word I'm looking for? In the world of rock stars,
he's hung like a horse.
That's the rumor.
Wow,
who? Kenny Loggins?
Kenny,
good for Kenny.
Kenny and what?
And Daryl Hall, apparently.
Daryl Hall's got quite a...
Yeah, apparently the original title of that show wasn't Daryl's House. It was Daryl's Horse, and it was Daryl.
Oh, my God.
Apparently quite gifted.
Wow.
How does one...
it's sort of like Locks of Love.
Well, rhymes.
Something for kids, right?
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Dustin Diamond, born on this date in 1977.
Oh, could have left that one out.
Screech. Didn't he stab a guy?
He did. Yeah, he certainly knifed a man. Yeah.
Dick human being.
Yeah. Waste of oxygen.
The jerk.
He stabbed a guy. Was he?
He did. Yeah.
He went to prison.
He did?
Didn't he go to jail for that?
He did. He had to do something. Yeah.
So when he does his comedy show, when he kills,
he
potentially Screech. Okay.
On this date in 1610.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Magna Carta. No, what?
No, you're close. Galileo discovers the first three moons of Jupiter.
Of Jupiter. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
what are they?
I think I do. Europa?
That's one. Very good.
Monopa?
No. That would be Myopa? No.
Myopa's the one you can see close up.
Andromeda?
And
of course, Tito.
Tito.
The lesser known.
He's the small guy.
I'm a
Marlin.
I'm a fan of Tito's. No. Europa, Io, and Ganymede? I don't know.
Ganymede?
That's amazing. Yeah. How did he know their names?
Io.
Maybe he named them.
Well, on each moon, they have like the Hollywood sign that says Europa, Ganymede.
And there's EIEIO.
Yeah, it used to be Europa Land, but after the Great Fire, of course.
Of course.
Is that why they're Hollywood?
Yeah, Hollywood Land was a real estate development. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, great.
There you go.
On this date in 1714... typewriter is patented by Henry Mill, but not built until years later.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah, you should at least have the thing.
I have this idea for a flying airplane. I can't build it.
You know how long it took to build a typewriter back in the...
A lot of great ideas start on paper, you tool.
First of all, they have to invent mail.
And I'm assuming that patent was handwritten.
That isn't... You have to prove that the thing works.
I like this part.
I've got an idea for a flying car. Okay, I'm sorry.
Today in history, January 7th, 1789, the first U.S. presidential election.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Jefferson won, of course. Everybody knows Jefferson, our first president.
No, there. By the way, what was the year again? I'm sorry.
Q-Dog.
1789.
You know, they're still recounting the votes in Florida.
That joke worked even with the gag on his
even
own coffee.
With, even with how you messed it up, it's still fun.
Well, George, it looks like you may have won, but they're still counting the votes down in Florida.
Oh, boy.
Hasn't it been a couple hundred plus years?
Who did George Washington run against?
No one ever remembers
Boy, did you hear
the other candidate.
I don't know.
The ignorant silence that filled the room after I asked that question.
Do you know?
Alvin Barkley.
No.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Lou Sabin.
We've covered a lot of ground today. We found out that the Hippie Hippie Shake may become the official song of Montana. I'm very proud of that.
And it's not about actually
hippies
shaking a hippie.
No. You got a job!
Once again, it came out in 1959, yeah. Sort of pre-hippie. You know, in those days, they called them jazz cigarettes. By the way.
Were they called beatniks? Weren't they beatniks in 59?
I was in Colorado during
the
vacation.
What would you be doing if you weren't on the radio talking like you do? You'd just be some weird guy on the corner. Oh, you know they call him jazz. You know that. They call him, don't honk at me. You call them jazz cigarettes.
Smelled a lot of the jazz cigarettes while skiing.
Sir, has anybody ever said that you look like a young Paul Lynn? Okay. Madam.
Well, that's because it's legal in Colorado,
mm-hmm. The
jazz cigarettes.
Yeah, I did have one semi-unfortunate episode.
Uh-huh. What's that? Somebody spike your eggnog?
No. When
your five-year-old eat the wrong cookie?
We would not hear about that.
When you're skiing, Christy, at some of these places, they have these gondolas. Not the kind with a gondolier.
No. Vents. It's not a guy.
Sure, yeah.
It's not a guy on a boat.
Well, in the moon.
And there are skiers in the back of the gondola.
It's really hard to paddle in snow.
Paddling up the giant mountain.
How stupid do you think we are?
I'm trying to explain.
You know how stupid you think he thinks we are? Yeah. It's way past that. Yeah.
Not a matter of being stupid, it's ignorance.
So are you talking about a ski lift?
Yes, but the kind that you get in and you shut the door. And,
yes, we've all been,
they're
well,
the best,
you've skied, you know. You've been on one.
Sure, so.
I didn't think they had doors. Don't you just hop off and
hop
on?
Well, they're
on?
A different kind. That's so the difference.
These have these doors.
Mrs.
So
Griswold heard from. Great, why don't you ski too?
I like to get up early so you're sure. The first ones on the slope. So I get in this thing, and as it happened, to make a long story short, I was wearing... I went in the single line, so I got in with this group of people, and I was wearing my son's sunglasses that he was probably looking for. So as a joke, I was taking a selfie of myself so I could send it to Willie and go, by the way, if you're looking for your sunglasses, I have them on.
Good joke.
And
hilarious stuff. Yes, jazz cigarettes.
Willie, I think Willie bought a few jazz cigarettes. The point is, there was this. I think it was a man and wife, and like six. I don't know whose kids they were, but they were all like five, six, seven at the most. And when we got on the thing, I think it's supposed to seat eight, and the thing was there were all these people there, and they were speaking Japanese to each other. So I'm taking this selfie, minding my own business. And this guy, they're all talking Japanese. And this guy says to me in perfect English, He goes, "Hey, want me to do that for you?" And so we kind of start talking. And I said, "Hey, where are you guys from?" I mean, because they spoke beautiful English. And, he goes, "Oh yeah, we're from New York." I went, well, you know, thinking. Because I, of course, this immediately in the beginning,
I assumed they were from Japan.
From Japan, because it's an international destination. People sure, from all over the world go there, and but very nice to talk to them. And then, because as I mentioned, that we were kind of crammed in this thing, because there were an unusual number of people in there, more than usual. And I said, kind of joked around, "Hey, this is great. It's lucky, you know, you're all small people."
Oh my God.
referring wow. to the kids. Wow. And this guy starts laughing, and he goes, the adult guy goes, yeah, we are a small people. And I went, oh, no, dear God, I didn't mean that. I meant the little kids.
I didn't mean what I said.
I wasn't trying to imply.
Exactly what I said about your race of people.
No, no, I was talking about all the little kids
out
there skiing, which was really cool. So very nice fellow. Turns out it's extremely difficult to speak Japanese, and for people that grow up speaking Japanese to speak English. But this guy had it down, and so did his wife. They were great. But reminds me of the jazz cigarettes thing.
Okay.
Because they don't sell them in Vail proper.
Is it me, or is this the world's longest story?
It's very long.
No, it's the world's longest five stories. I think now we're getting back to story A.
John.
The A of the ADD.
Your turn.
You look like a young Alan Ludden.
Without the wheelchair.
Without the wheelchair and the glasses.
I said young, yes.
Was Alan Ludden in a wheelchair?
Alan Ludden wasn't in a wheelchair.
Josh, your any moments of your vacation that were awkward or weird, or where you said to some guy, I'm glad they're all small, referring to the kids, and he thought you were referring to an entire race of people?
No, thankfully. No. I got some hot dog socks.
That's cool.
My niece got me a pair of socks with hot dogs on them.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was my favorite gift.
You know, there's a company you can have your pet lasered on a pair of socks.
I had a girlfriend who did that for her boyfriend.
There you go.
Yeah. Put their little pity face on there. It's so cute.
Instagram knows I have pets, so I get that ad every day. Yeah, mm-hmm. You have your
I've got to see
dog's
that.
Face on your sock.
Christy, most exciting thing that happened to you? Any awkward moments? Do you have any dates?
Don't be ridiculous.
Went ahead and asked her without asking.
No, she announced that she's hitting the hitting the playing field again. I wanted to.
Yeah, but I've decided.
I want to see if anybody got up through the uprights.
I'm done with the online dating. Done. I'm
oh, really?
Gone. Yeah.
What's the matter? Too effective?
No,
matched
it's
you too
not.
Well with men
no,
of your...
not at all.
Matched you too well?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not effective at all. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I agree with Christy. The pool is very limited.
Maybe meet him the old-fashioned way.
Well, I honestly think, and it's come up more than once, that people think you guys put my profile up as a joke, so people aren't taking it very seriously.
Oh.
So I'm just going to, forget about it. I did go out on a very nice date with a gentleman from Match.
Did you make out with him?
No, I did not.
Dinner? Movie? What was it?
A kiss on the cheek?
A little dinner.
On your face?
No kiss.
Let her tell the story. What kind of dinner was it?
It was just a cocktail type thing, not dinner.
What did his tongue taste like?
I didn't kiss the guy.
Answer the question.
I did not kiss him.
Was it cocktails at a... place you were familiar
restaurant?
With?
Restaurant?
In the evening or during the day?
It was in the evening.
Uh-huh. How many did you drink?
I had one or two glasses of wine.
That means six.
How about this guy?
Two?
A tray of shots?
He doesn't drink.
Okay.
All right.
Are you applying a tray of shots because he was with Christy? Had to be drunk?
No, trying to get Christy drunk. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Wow.
That was very pleasant.
Will there be a second date?
I don't know.
Oh, it's up to him?
I guess,
if he says, will you go out with me again, will you say yes?
Probably, yeah.
All right.
Oh. Would you like one of us to call him?
No.
Speak on your behalf? No. We'd be more than happy to do that, right, fellas?
That's absolutely right, yes.
I should go to my inbox on my Match thing and show you all.
I think that's what he wants to do.
No. Did Bob and Tom put this up as a joke? I asked Don Stuck about it. I'm like, oh, God.
Jeez.
Is Don still trying to pretend he's a hippie in 1968?
Don's got great hair.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I had hair, I'd cut it like that, too.
You're just jealous.
I had to get an emergency root canal on my vacation.
Now we're talking. How was that?
It was everything you'd think it would be, yeah.
I had streptococcal pharyngitis.
I'm sorry?
What?
I had strep throat last week.
Oh, yeah, strep throat.
What'd you call it?
Streptococcal pharyngitis.
Oh, you just wanted to get that word out, didn't you?
No. If you lazy folk want to call it
strep. So did the medicine give you a streptococcal block?
No, thankfully it did not have any adverse side effects.
Okay. We were talking about you had a story that I thought reminded me of the you mentioned the movie The King.
We're doing Today in History.
You mentioned The King's Speech.
In 2011, The King's Speech was released in the UK, the movie featuring...
Worst movie
Colin
ever made.
Firth.
That's a ridiculous claim.
It's a great movie.
It's a good movie.
I stand by it.
Oh, I really like that.
That movie.
What a waste of Jeffrey Rush and Colin, whatever his name is.
Colin Firth, I think he's hot.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Firth relief.
Yeah. See, I was going to do that. He was the first name called. But no, it would be funny if Chick did it.
Grace, have you seen the movie?
I have. Isn't that the one with the stutter? It's been
yeah,
a bit.
It's
yeah.
A, it's the true story. King George has the stammer issue and his brother abdicates because he, you know, that
fell
story.
In love.
No, but I'm with Christy. I'll watch anything Colin Firth does.
He fell in love.
Have you seen the recent abdication news? Apparently, most of Britain wants Prince Charles to abdicate. When the queen dies.
They want William and Kate.
Yeah.
This thing is, it's not a democracy. That's the whole king thing.
Right. See, that's what I would say.
I don't know if you're aware of this. The reason this stupid king thing, it has stupid rules.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.